A reading from the Gospel according to John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came to be through him, and without him nothing came to be. What came to be through him was life, and this life was the light of the human race, the light that shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. A man named John was sent from God. He came for testimony, to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came to be through him. But the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, but his own people did not accept him. But to those who did accept him, he gave power to become the children of God. To those who believe in his name, who were born not by natural generation, nor by human choice, nor by a man's decision, but of God. And the Word became flesh, and made his dwelling among us. And he saw his glory, the glory as of the Father's only begotten Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, 'The one who is coming after me ranks ahead of me because he existed before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace in place of grace. Because while the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, the only begotten Son, God, who is at the Father's side, has revealed him." The Gospel of the Lord. Each time I read this fabulous gospel, some other idea came to me. Certainly, the image of Jesus as being the Word of God is powerful. As the Word Jesus provides us with an image of the invisible God, and as stated in this gospel, Jesus alone reveals God to us. Or the image of Jesus as light that illumines the path through the darkness to eternal life. Surely this image provides us a sense of confidence that our loving God desires our presence, desires unity with us. But in the final day of 2011, the importance of John the Baptist spoke to me. John, who was sent to testify to the light, provides us a basis for reflection. As a fan of Law and Order, I know that witnesses are called to state the facts about a given situation, and especially to do that truthfully. So John's entire life was a call by word and deed to provide witness, to provide the facts to the mercy and love of a God who would become a human being like us. A human who would go beyond the law of Moses to a law of love and grace and truth. Now, I don't think it's very healthy to continuously dwell on what we've done in the past, but on this last day, we might take a look back at 2011 and ask us how we have testified to the light. Have we opened our hearts to God's Word, or has the Word been obscured by the noise of a secular world? Have we welcomed the light, or have we closed the blinds of our minds, choosing instead to stumble around in the dark? Part of the joy of a new season in the church year, or the beginning of a new calendar year, is that we can start anew, we can start fresh. And we do this in the knowledge that the Spirit of a merciful God will be there to help us. So in this new year, then, how are we called to testify to God's love and mercy, to be a witness of Jesus by our words and our lives, to welcome the grace and the truth of a God revealed by Jesus Christ? Happy New Year, and may you experience the power and peace of God's incarnate word.